While many of the people I come across in my life are either lawyers or are planning to become lawyers, blame Washington, D.C. and the local law school where I teach, even those with established careers not in law often tell me that they wish they had gone to law school. Still, a lot of people in the world don't love lawyers. Many believe that lawyers mostly add conflict to situations rather than diffuse them, and that we do tend to do so aggressively, arrogantly, and without compassion. Lawyers are expensive, the legal system is painfully slow, and lawyers can make an astounding amount of money, lots more than most Americans. Drive down virtually any highway in America and you'll see a billboard touting legal services for individuals who may have been in a car accident or experienced botched health care, possibly reinforcing the stereotype of lawyers as money-motivated predators willing to file bogus lawsuits that wind up burdening the rest of society in one way or another. That said, it's often those same people who, when facing a decision about family or work or other responsibilities, find themselves suddenly considering hiring a lawyer or wishing they could somehow think like a lawyer to solve their problems. I hope this book will teach exactly that. Do you need to make healthcare decisions for an aging parent but are unsure where to start? Are you at a crossroads in your career and don't really know how to move through it? Are you facing divorce and custody decisions and don't know how to even begin? Everyone needs to make big decisions in life, but not everyone can or will hire a lawyer. This is a book that will help you think for yourself, like a lawyer. Anyone who is married to a lawyer or has a close friend who practices law knows that lawyers think a bit differently. We often argue points that maybe should be left alone, or find ourselves picking up typos on restaurant menus just because. This book won't turn you into a lawyer. There are probably enough of us already. Still, thinking like a lawyer is a valuable skill. This book will share some of those skills outside the law school classroom. While it's true that law students, lawyers, and judges study lots of cases, the reason they do it in law school is that cases help people learn some basic legal skills, which I will begin to teach you here. They include how to break complex issues into pieces, how to gather pertinent facts, expertise, and competing points of view, and then exhaust possible options, how to anticipate what the other person is going to say, how to consider the precedents that might be set by each choice and what each means for the future, how to identify whose interests are at stake and whose interests should be served, how to get buy-in from people affected by an outcome in squishy gray areas, how to accept an outcome that you, personally, might not like, but will tolerate as it may be the better path overall. It turns out that making decisions based on information that we already know and believe, and aligning new experiences to our past experiences and beliefs, is a very handy and productive means of making quick calls in a pinch. If we stand in line to buy a movie ticket and find out that the show we wanted to see is sold out, we might pick a runner-up based on existing biases. Our lifelong affinity for thrillers or rom-coms, for example, or the belief that anything with Meryl Streep is probably good. By relying on our own biases and past experiences, chances are that we will choose a film that satisfies.